Now we're hearing the glories of Vrindavan, of course. It's all the glories of Vrindavan, as I mentioned the other day. Gaura Leela is always stretching out to Vrindavan, and Vrindavan Leela is Vrindavan Leela. Basically, we just want to be in Vrindavan Leela from sunrise to sunset and on and beyond. Not only sunrise to sunset, because Vrindavan Leela goes all night long. Right? Pradosh Leela. Shayan Leela, Pradosh Leela, Ratri Leela, Nishant Leela. Leela Purushottam Sri Krishna Bhagavan Ki. So we're hearing about the Braja Pakshi Mahima. We heard about the swan and the parrots. Now we're going to hear about different kinds of birds, chapter 4, verse 98. Divya Kavya Natakari Patashila Sarika. Kira Brinda Sundariti Manju Kunja Mandire Divya Bringa Gunjitena Ranjite Ti Mohane Kokiladi Kunjitena Pujintena Gitibi. Beautiful Sanskrit. I can only appreciate it from 3 light years away. But Lisa, looking in the direction of the Leela, or looking at the direction of the beautiful portrayal of Krishna's Vrindavan through this Sanskrit poetic expression of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. Ki Jai. Divya Kavya Natakari Natak. Divya Kavya Natakari Patashila Sharika. Kira Brinda Sundariti Manju Kunja Mandire. Kira Brinda Sundariti Manju Kunja Mandire. Manju Kunja Mandire. Divya Bringa Gunjitena Ranjiteti Mohane Kokiladi Kunjitena Pujitena Gitivi. Beautiful. Divya Kavya, transcendental poetry, Natakari, and dancing, beginning with transcendental poetry and dancing, and pat and recitation of the Shila and succession. The Sarikas, like Anushilanam, means cultivation, Shila, pat Shila. If they're cultivating or they're regularly speaking pat or Bhagavad Shlokas, the Sarika. Vrindavan is saturated with the pleasing sounds of humming bees as well as male and female parrots, expert in reciting divine prayers and topics, Patashila. It is filled with the sounds of various songs. Vrindavan is filled with the sounds of various songs, musical instruments, and charming cuckoos. Kunja Mandire. Seems they missed a few points here. But the parrots are being glorified here, and the cuckoos are also being glorified. This is the glories of the different birds, the quails and the shukan shadis. Kira. Kira Brinda. The groups of Kira, that's the cuckoos. Kira. No. Kokilas are cuckoos. Kira Brinda. Kira, I guess, is the bees. Sunday, beautiful bees. Kunjamandir. Manju Kunjamandir. In the very beautiful and charming Kunjamandiri. Oh, Bringa means bees. Bringa. And Bringa means Divya. Gunjitena. Ranjite Mohane. Very enchanting. Mohane. And musical songs are singing, beginning with the cuckoos. Kujat kokila hamsa sarasagana. There's that kujitena kujat. Pujitena gitibi. So the parrots are doing what they're supposed to do. They're singing beautifully and reciting prayers and topics because they're divine kavya, transcendental poetry. Natabara. Let's see another translation, 498. Vrindavan is beautified with beautiful male and female parrots, expert at reciting plays, poetry, and other literature. Oh yeah, Natya Shastra means drama. Natya Shastra means about drama. So it says Kavya, Divya Kavya Nat. It means transcendental poetry and plays. So these male and female parrots, Shukshadi, are expert at speaking transcendental plays and poetry and other literatures, pot. Vrindavan is decorated with lovely, charming forest palaces, Manjukheli Mandir, charming, beautiful Kunja palaces. And Vrindavan is enchanting with the humming of splendid bees and glorious songs of cuckoos and other birds. And Vrindavan is... That's the next verse. Okay. 98. So that's a nice little more elaborate, which we are also saying when we were translating it. Those birds, those beautiful divine birds, cuckoos were so much part, cuckoos and parrots were so much integral to the leelas of Radha and Krishna. They're eternal associates of the Lord. They have the form of parrots. What were those names you read last night? Kalokti? Manjuvak and Kalokti. Kalokti, there's many names of different parrots. Kalokti, ukti means logic, Kalokti. So he... Kalokti means he's very, speaks with very artistic logic or whatever. Then Manjuvak, his voice is Manju, very charming and delightful to hear. Then there's Shukshmadi and Shukshma and Manjubhashani and Daksha and Vichakshana. In different literatures, Krishna Bhavanamrita, Govindalilamrita and others, they list the names of different parrots that are the pet parrots of Radha and Krishna in some cases, or just part of the caste. The caste of Vrindadevi's parrots, which are rendering service. So these parrots and cuckoos, they're singing Bhagavat Pat, and they're talking about dramas and poetry for the pleasure in Radha and Krishna. So all these things are pleasure-giving to Radha and Krishna. Anushilanam, they're anukulya, Radha Krishna anukulya, these angas of bhakti, to read about Krishna's pastimes and to speak the Bhagavat Pat and recite the Bhagavat Pat, recite Gopi Geet. Tavakatamritam tapta jivanam, to recite the Gopi Geet, that's called Pat, Divya Pat. Shila means one after the other, anushilanam, cultivate. Shila means cultivation or acting or doing. So they're doing like that, they're acting like that. So we, as to their devotees, Shukan Shari are devotees and they act like that. And we can follow in their footsteps as male and female devotees, and we also recite the Bhagavat Pad and recite Gopi Geet or Veno Geet or Brahma Geet or Bhagavad Geet. And we can recite different prayers and stutis and poetic ashtakams. And we can sing bhajans and read dramas. Some dramas are there. Don Kali Kumudi and Don Kali Chintamani and Jagannath Vallabha Natakam, which is very popular and very much liked by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which means that Radha Krishna Yuga will very much like to hear Jagannath Vallabha Natakam. So we can recite and read these plays to our Thakurji, Radha and Krishna. And it's a limb of devotion. As above, so below. So the Shukan Shari and the quail, male and female parrots and the cuckoos of Vrindavan, Brajagokul, Goloka Vrindavan, they're engaged like this. And the Lord is very pleased and satisfied with such services. So everyone should become like a cuckoo. Speak very sweetly for the pleasure of the Lord and become like a parrot and speak with such poetic phrases and intonations that Radha and Krishna become very pleased. Manjuvak. That your voice becomes Manjuvak. And if it isn't very Manjuvak, then you're really, really serious about pleasing the Lord with your voice, which is an asset given to most human beings. Most human beings have a voice. Not all. They have a voice which they can express words of praise and words of love and words of glorification. But if one's natural speaking voice is not very appealing or very attractive, and he desires to offer that to the Lord, then he can enhance his voice by performing tapasya. If his motivation is for the pleasure of the Lord, he will be successful, first of all, in his execution of tapasya. If tapasya is done out of ego, it is oftentimes a failure, because the Lord is not backing you. When tapasya is done out of ego, it's often a failure because the Lord is not behind you. Because the power comes from God. The ability comes from God. So to go 4 months and perform austerity, one must be empowered by the Lord and blessed by the Lord. And the Lord empowers and blesses his transparent servitors. Those devotees who are not motivated, they don't have ulterior motive for profit, adoration, distinction. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool Krishna any time. Krishna is very much checking motivation. Bhava Grahi Janardan. Janardan Sri Krishna knows the heart and knows the mind. What is your man? What is your mentality, your man? Your mentality, your sense of worth, your sense of... So when the motivation is pure, Krishna, I just want to love you, I want to serve you, then Krishna gives fantastic abilities. So back to the point at hand, if one wants to develop a sweet voice, then he can perform 4 months austerity. During Chaturmasya, he doesn't need any salt of any form, any type of salt. Doesn't eat any kind of packaged foods anywhere at any time for 4 months, because if he eats anything packaged, any packaged jar of jelly or jam or any kind of thing, definitely there's salt in it, in the cooking or production or preserving of it. So it'll break his breath. And why does he eat jellies and jams and all these things? Because he can't control his senses. So to perform that austerity means you cook all fresh things, fully control the situation. Even if you buy some raw nuts from a nut store, they may have salt mixed in. Because they're selling salted nuts also. And your breath to go, because you can't control your senses, so you're on the street somewhere, and you say, give me some nuts. And you take, during the 4 months, and you say, Sri Vishnu, this, that, Hare Krishna, and you take some nuts, but by chance there's some salt in there, and you're, because you're not controlling your senses. You buy the cashews, you come home, you wash them properly in filtered water, and dry them, and then you offer them. There's no salt. And that's austerity. It's easier said than done to go for 4 months without salt. But some devotees have done that, and the Lord has blessed them, and it just increases the value of their service or their contribution for the pleasure of the Lord. If you go to meet someone, you see someone that's attractive, some man is attractive to some girl, and he says, oh, she looks so nice. So his eyes are attracted to the rupam. Of course, it's maya, naturally, this analogy. But then he walks up to the girl. So there's rupam, then there's shabda. There's rupam, which means form for the eyes. So the eyes become attracted, then you approach the person. And then the next thing you're going to experience is gandha and shabda. Going to experience fragrance and sound. The fragrance of the person's body, what cologne, what perfume, whatever kind of fragrance they have, face makeup, this, that. Some, all women's stuff has all kinds of perfumes in it, even if it's just chapstick or what do you call it, lip balm or some perfume, lip balm, this, that, everything. So some fragrance will be there. Then you'll hear the shabda. The person goes up and says, hello. And then the lady says,
hi. Hi, where are you from? You're from Delhi.
And you say, oh, excuse me, I thought you were somebody else. Excuse me, I thought you were somebody else. And he runs away from there as fast as he can. So he can't quite buy the product because it doesn't match the criterion of his inspection. So Krishna, of course, he's a musician and he loves music. And he associates with Gandharvika Radha. And Gandharvika Radha and Lalita, they train up all the gopis and mantris how to sing. very nicely and sweetly. So Krishna is surrounded by sweet sounds, Madhuraswara, Madhuraswara, Madhurakant. So these cuckoos and parrots, they are contributors to the sweetness of Braj. The sweetness they receive from Krishna, and they're offering it back to him. They're his parrots. They're created by his Sandini Shakti. He's created everything for his pleasure. So his parrots and his cuckoos singing his sweet songs and his sweet pat and his sweet kavya and nat and drama for his pleasure and the pleasure, I mean, especially for the pleasure of his Priyaji Radha. Oh Radha, listen. The parrots are glorifying your form. Oh, why are they doing that? Tell them to stop. No, hey, bolie, bol. And then the parrots are going on to glorify Radharani's sweet and beautiful form. And so many beautiful Sanskrit verses. And Krishna's relishing like anything. And the gopis are relishing like anything. And the mantris are relishing like, really like anything. And so is Radharani, actually. Because she's relishing the happiness that Krishna's relishing by hearing about her qualities. Krishna is finding happiness by hearing about my qualities. Well, then let the parrots talk about me for a million years. Because I just want Krishna to be happy. Whatever makes Krishna happy is my source of joy. So, Jaya Kokil, Jaya Shari. All glories to the parrots and cuckoos. Now there's one other verse. Did we read the other translation? We read. Now there's one other verse in this chapter. 105, nearby, not far. Chapter 4, verse 105. Radha Krishna Raha Katanur Vad Ascharya Madhurya Vad Dvane Sri Shukasharika Vyatikarer Ananda Sarvaswadam Kanakarshi kuhu kuhur iti kalalapir vritam kokiler nityan matamayoram anya vihagaish chananda kolalaham. So here some more birds. This is the Brajapaksha Mahima, the glories of the transcendental birds of Vrindavan, the swans and the cuckoos and the parrots. And now the peacocks are dancing into the scene. Don't forget the peacocks. The forest of Vrindavan awards the happiness derived from the loud vibration of male and female parrots, constantly glorifying Radha and Krishna's amorous pastimes. Vrindavan is also inhabited by beautiful cuckoos that make the most incomprehensible but beautiful, pleasing sounds as they sing. You hear that? I think there's a cuckoo outside. Go look. Oh, Sakis, look. Oh, Jatila. Kutila. Can we go out and see that cuckoo? It's such a beautiful sound. I never heard a cuckoo singing it at 6:15 at night. Usually only in the daytime. It's very unusual. It's just across the street. It's nearby this forest. This forest is nearby. It's not far. Oh, please, mother-in-law, please, please. Jatila, please, please. Like little girls say, please, please, please. All right. But you all go together. Elita Vishaka, all you Asasakis, you go together. And you come back right away. So Radharani runs off to Kokilavan. Kokilavan Bihari Sri Krishna Ki. That parrot was black, that cuckoo was black in color, and that cuckoo had red eyes, because cuckoos have red eyes and they're black in color. But the cuckoo was not a cuckoo; it was Cuckoo Sham, and his eyes are red because it was anurag, his intense loving attachment for Radharani. He was burning with intense desire to meet Radharani. He tried so many tricks, and finally one worked. In the dead of night, in Kokilavana, just across the street from Yavatgram, Krishna enjoyed with Radharani. Kokilaban Vihari Sham Sundara Ki Jai. Vrindavan is inhabited by cuckoos that make these beautiful sounds. You heard that one just now. You heard? It's incomprehensible. Vrindavan is beautified by the dancing of maddened peacocks and saturated with the sounds of various birds. Kolalaham. Blissful Ananda Kolalaham. Blissful birds. Nitya Mata Mayuram. Maddened peacocks dancing. Anya and other birds. Ananda Kolalaham. What a way to... Anya Vihaga means other birds. Ananda Kolala, they were... It says blissful. Kolalaha means loudly. They were very loudly chirping and singing in great bliss. The translation is saturated with the sounds of various birds. Kolalaha means they're so loudly, so many of them are so loudly singing and chirping. And it's very blissful, a very blissful sound. Altogether it sounds so blissful. It's not fearful or frightening or disturbing. It's soothing and blissful and attractive and sweet. Vrindavan Dham ki jai. So this is Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a happy place. What makes Vrindavan a happy place? The people of Vrindavan, the places of Vrindavan, the birds of Vrindavan, they make it happy. So how do the cuckoos and the parrots fill Vrindavan with happiness? And how do they enrich and expand the happiness of Vrindavan? They do it by singing. It says that this is what they give. The forest, Vrindavan is full of forests, and the forests are full of birds. And the birds are always chirping and singing so many beautiful poetry, so much poetry and astakams and pats and verses and songs. And sounds, and incomprehensible sounds, soothing and sweet, attractive and enchanting sounds to invoke moods of love and incite the lover and beloved to meet and enjoy intimately together. And all those birds together, they produce happiness. The forest awards happiness. Where does that happiness come from in the forest of Vrindavan? It comes from the songs of the parrots. It comes from the incomprehensible sounds of the cuckoos and the mad dancing of the peacocks. When Radha and Krishna enter the forest in Banbihar, they're wandering together arm in arm through the forest of Vrindavan, and they see in the daytime, they see the peacocks dancing and the parrot, hear the parrots and cuckoos singing. They feel so happy, so surcharged with joy. And they're glorifying the amorous pastimes of Radha and Krishna. We can look at another translation. 105. This is Prayojana. It's here and it's there and it's eternal. It's Vrindavan. Vrindavan is filled with a great treasure of bliss. That treasure of bliss in Vrindavan is created by the wonderfully sweet conversations of the male and female parrots who are repeatedly reciting the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And that Vrindavan is filled with a great treasure of bliss because it's filled with the ear-enchanting sounds of kuhu, kuhu, which is in the Sanskrit. Softly spoken by the cuckoos, cuckoo means kuhu, kuhu, which is filled with madly dancing peacocks and the blissful, tumultuous warbling of many other kinds of birds. Now this is a much more accurate, see? Blissful, tumultuous. Kolalaham means loudly, tumultuous, thunderous. And Ananda means bliss. So it says a blissful, tumultuous warbling. Warbling means chirping. It's a nice word to describe the sound of birds. Blissful, tumultuous warbling of many other kinds of birds. We recorded some tapes years ago when we were living in Vrindavan in Madhuban Colony on the rooftop at sunrise. And there are Bhagavatam chapters of Bhagavatam, 10th canto and other things we listened to. I was very quiet, and I specifically went on the roof because next to that, of course now it's all guest houses and all these whatever. But that time, across the street from Madhavan Colony, where I was staying, there's so many now guests, it was all forest, from there all the way to the Jamuna. And Madhavan Colony had very few houses. And on the north, to the west of Madhavan Colony, was a huge garden and forest belonging to one saint of Vrindavan. And to the north was the Yamuna and a huge forest. So many birds. When you listen to this tape, you hear all these, you hear these parrots, you hear cuckoos, and the other kinds of birds. I said, what's that bird here? Womp, 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 or some, this sound, that sound. And some birds are going here and there. So it really adds a lot to the tape. It's just kind of background. By chance, it's there. It's not dubbed in a studio. Then you hear in the distance, because Vrindavan was so quiet then, you hear in the distance, dong, dong. It's a 7:15 Artik bell for Krishna Balaram Temple, Sringar Artik. And you hear it all the way from Madhavan Colony. It's so resonant and so beautiful and attractive in the background. But now there's so many car horns and beeping and other sounds and such high ambience in Vrindavan. I am sure you can't hear a Krishna Balaram bell in Madhavan Colony. So this is the glories of Vrindavan, the birds of Vrindavan. Then tomorrow, there's more glories of the birds of Vrindavan. After hearing all these wonderful glories of the wonderful services, that basically we're hearing about, the Brajavasi Charita, Charitamrita. Another name of this class could be called Brijvasi Charitamritam. The blissful characteristics and life stories of the Brijvasis. The Charitamritam, the Charita, the behavior, the characteristics, the life. Because we're hearing about different Brijvasis, and what do the Brijvasis do? They serve Radha and Krishna in their own individual ways. And that's what every devotee does. Every devotee, man, woman, bird, worm, tree, pebble, leaf, drop of water, river, lake, animal, etc., cow, deer, they're all serving. These are all Brijvasis, and they're all serving Krishna in their own individual and unique and special ways, which are so much appreciated by Krishna and so variegated. And you see that all of them, all of the living entities of Vrindavan, they're all connected with the Sringar Leela of Radha and Krishna. Even the parrots, they're singing, but they're singing about the Sringar Leela, the amorous pastimes, the Ascharya Madhuryavad, Radha Krishna Raha Katha, Anuvad, Anuvad Ascharya, the wonderful inconceivable Ascharya Madhurya. They're speaking about the wonderful inconceivable sweetness of the Raha, the Rahasya pastimes of Radha and Krishna, the very secret and intimate pastimes. So this is Vrindavan. Everyone, even the birds, are connected with the Sringar Leela of Radha and Krishna. And the deer, and of course the parrots and peacocks, and the gopas and the gopis, and the land itself is connected, and the forest, and the Yamuna, and Vrindadevi, and everyone is assisting and nourishing and expanding, and the taste and pleasure of amorous love between Radha and Krishna. This is the purpose of Vrindavan. And this is the purpose of the existence of any Brijvasi. They're all directly or indirectly connected to and assisting and serving and nourishing Radha Krishna's Madhurya Leela. Sri Vrindavan Mahimamrita Ki Jai.